Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to K-Move Radio, talk radio for the mobility community. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
K-Move Radio is sponsored by S&M Movie Systems, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918. And Lorraine and I are moving down the hall quickly to the K-Move Portable Studio here in Boston. And today we're going to have a great interview with our friends from Plus Relocation. So Lorraine, let's move on down the hall.
Mobility Talk Radio is the Clay and Lorraine Show.
Welcome Susan Schneider, the president of Plus Relocation, and Joe Benavides, and he is the senior vice president of Plus Relocation. Welcome, both of you.
Yes, welcome back to K-Move. We've had you both before, and it's an honor. In fact, just last year we had Susan Schneider here.
Yes.
Yeah, in Chicago at the World War ERC. Lots of things have happened to Plus Relocation that are so positive. We're excited to be here and be able to talk about
them. That's great.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
So I think it was just recently that you, Susan Schneider, spoke at the Dreamforce
conference.
Yes. And can you tell us what you spoke about?
Yeah, so it was a really exciting week for us. Dreamforce, for those of you who might not know, is Salesforce's the platform conference. They host about 170,000 people in San Francisco for a full week to talk about and look at different technology platforms. And in this last year, we created a technology that has gotten a lot of attention. It is built on a Salesforce community platform, and so we talked about that out there. And really, the technology, some of the exciting part is it's based on the journey work we did last year, understanding what an employee goes through and really taking them through that journey, and then how do we support them when it's so complicated and difficult. We heard a statistic the other day that an individual will make over 200 decisions a day about food.
Wow.
Can you imagine what it looks like then when you're moving your family in weeks? So
yeah.
We created, along with a company called Seven Summits, developed a software platform that is really changing the industry upside down, because transforming it.
Yeah, well, from our side, and we're a moving company, but for us it answered the question about who's who in a move, which was
right.
That was the burning question throughout the industry, whether you were in temporary housing, real estate, creating the materials or the moving business.
Right.
Who are you and what?
Yes.
So the ELO, as you called it,
right,
and we're so proud that you announced it a year ago on Plus Relocation, answered that question. It was the question. And how many people did you speak to?
Well, I did two sessions that were both sold-out sessions of several hundred people apiece, and then actually had the opportunity to do an interview with one of the executives at Salesforce. Again, because they think this is an amazing technology that's solving such a human issue, such as relocation, which is very stressful. And so they like the fact that their platform is making a difference in people's lives.
Yes, and it does. I think, you know, it speaks to Plus Relocation about innovation and about how important it is for you all to have a relationship with the people that you're not just moving, but also the vendors, because we could be
right.
Part of this too as the moving company.
Yeah. You had a CD that I think it was called In Their Shoes.
Yeah.
You did so well speaking in that. I mean, all our coordinators, we had tears in our eyes just listening to that, because you really don't put yourself in their shoes until you actually watch it. That video.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. I was just, oh my God, am I tearing up at her video? She's good.
Well, one of the things that was interesting about that is I think our industry has tried for decades to figure out how do we go to one point of contact. And that was the wrong, and nobody's figured it out. Because none of us are an expert at everything, but we're all needed in the process, and people deserve to be taken care of by the right people who know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that's what this did, is this software and the way we use the journey understanding through the in the shoes was to say, you know, we've got to quit looking at this from one perspective. Mm-hmm. Let's flip this around. And instead of creating a platform that requires still heavy lifting of the employee, mm-hmm. why aren't we centering ourselves around them? And that meant we invited 25,000 suppliers into our system to say, be right. part of these conversations.
Yeah.
Let's see what we're doing. Let's see what you're doing. Make it easier instead of saying, well, let's all have our own silos and I do this job and you do mm-hmm. this job, because it's too confusing.
And and after watching it, it did make sense.
Yeah.
It really did. In just a few minutes, it did actually open up my eyes, because I'm not the coordinator, but I saw a lot more, I think, into that video than probably what the coordinators do. So they deal with it, you know, every day.
And that's really the sense of what we're trying to build, mm-hmm. is it's around this concept of journey.
Yeah.
Right.
Every transferee we deal with is going through a journey. They're changing jobs, they're changing houses, they're changing schools. And
right.
it's all these things that are going on, and so many people are touching them along the way. And it's confusing and it's stressful.
The other plus thing, excuse me, that almost unspoken, is the safety issue. Because we've dealt with that too. So we send a surveyor to a house, he knocks on a door, it's a single person there, open up the door, they don't know who that person is. But because the way ELO is constructed, for those of you that aren't familiar with it yet, it's like a social media platform. So they actually have pictures of the people that are going to be touching your lives while you relocate.
Right.
So if somebody knocks on the door, opens the door, you've already had a picture of that face. In some places, that's huge. Well, in every place, it's
mm-hmm.
huge. It's a good safety measure.
But it's really building a community for that employee.
Yeah.
Because there is, that's really what's happening, right? There are a community of people that are there to help and assist
mm-hmm.
and guide through
yeah.
that process. But as you say, it's fearful sometimes, because
right.
there's a lot of unknown, and it's trying to take the fear out of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
If it takes a village to move somebody, now it takes an ELO.
Enough said.
So let's take a quick little truck stop here and pull over and take a minute, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Belinda Parrish, International Move Coordinator with S&M Moving Systems, and you are listening to K-Move, talk radio for the mobility community.
Okay, and we're back with Susan Snyder and Joe Benavides. Let's continue talks about ELO. I know that you gave us a sneak peek about a year ago at Worldwide ERC, and we spoke about it. And where is it going from here about a year later?
Yeah, so it's been a very exciting, it was a quick process. We pushed the timing on this and did a lot to make it happen. We knew we wanted to get it to market. So this last year was focused on ELO for the transferee. Now this year, and in fact right now we're in beta test and rolling out in a little over a month, the ELO for the global mobility teams. And same concept, but this time we're centering ourselves around the global mobility person who's in charge of it, and payroll and everyone else. And just like ELO, it's going to have areas where, you know, they can have messages and they see all their team members with pictures, their account mm-hmm. managers, all their contracts can be in one place.
Wow.
They also have a complete, and as well as the transferee does, but a social side of it where we're going to connect them with other global mobility specialists so they can benchmark in real time
mm-hmm.
and share ideas and different things like that. They get all their reporting. So basically, again, it's really putting the global mobility team at the center of the process and looking at their journey and saying, you know, for some of these people, this is less than 10% of their job. You know, we got to give them make it easy. And that's one of the things we felt was a challenge when we looked at the journey from the client side, is there's a lot of moving parts. And depending on how they're set up, if they're fully outsourced, somewhat outsourced, they all needed flexibility on how they worked. And so we're really excited about that. We also rolled out earlier this year a lump sum tool, a self-service tool called ELO Assist.
Yeah.
And this is for, you've heard a lot about these lump sum tools.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit different. It's kind of lump sum premium, I would tell you, or platinum. It not only provides a service and gives them the lump sum, an employee, but we've got everything they need to manage their move, including they can create their own budgets. We've got recommended suppliers in there. Even if some things are direct billed, we can handle that through there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, again, putting everything at one place for these what we call self-service moves or lump sums.
So the other issue that's always come up in any kind of relocation conference or seminar or Worldwide C is the millennials. So what your ELO was selling, plus relocation, well, you have hit that right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because the millennials, this is exactly what they want. They want one spot, one shot, make it fast, let's go. And you guys have done it. I know you've landed in our Bay Area because that's when the Movie Systems is in Silicon Valley. You know, besides Google, you have landed even Yelp.
Right.
And all these companies that where if you're 26, I think they give you a senior citizen card.
and it's a great point. What we're really striving for is to blend high touch and high tech. I mean,
yeah.
You can't, and from our perspective, we can't have one without the other. It's like, you know, you don't want to go into a bank except when you want to go into a bank,
yeah.
Right? You want to know it's there. You want to know that it's accessible to you. But for 90% of what you do on banking, you're going to do it on your phone or on your computer.
Yes.
So that's really the way we've approached this, is to not take the high touch out of it, but really just add these tools to make it more effective so people get what they want, when they want it, in the manner they want.
Well, I can't wait till next year when I talk to you and see where ELO has gone from
here.
Year. We're already, the team doesn't ever like to hear this back at the ranch, but I'm already.
Giddy up.
Giddy up. I mean, we've got things that we're going to be doing on extended business travelers and immigration, and my ultimate goal is we're going to create ELO for life, but that's down the path at some point, so it is.
Well, for that, on K-Move Radio and SNM Movie System, we're just thrilled to be part of it. We were part of the beta system. We were like, we were honored. And it was so cool to show our associates, look at this. And we're like,
thank you.
So congratulations for being, as they say, on the razor's edge and beyond. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's take another truck stop, pull on over. We'll be right back because we still have to talk about what we're going to do about the giving side of Plus Relocation's effort here in Boston and Worldwide East RC.
Hi, I'm Nathan Ivaness, Operations Supervisor at S&M Moving Systems, and you're listening to K-Move Radio, making global mobility a personal community.
I love that going
We're back with Susan Snyder and Joe Benavides from Plus Relocation. And let's talk about the giving that Plus Relocation is going to be doing with the outreach event.
Yes, they're going to give all of us here a chance to give back, which is pretty fantastic to do at a convention, because most of the time we're eating, drinking, and talking, and drinking and talking. So it's great to be able to give back. So could you explain that to us, Joe?
Sure. Well, actually, this started back in 2011 in Las Vegas, and it was really Susan's brainchild, where at each of these conferences, rather than doing a corporate event where we spend a lot of money on dinner and transportation, rather than doing that, we would give back to the community that we were in. So every conference since then, so twice a year, we have formed a group of clients and supplier partners, competitors, anyone that will attend, basically, and help us to provide support to the organization that we've picked. Some of them have been homeless shelters. Some of them have been schools. In Las Vegas, we did one for battered women or abused women.
And the little
library.
And then we did, So we've done everything from comfort kits and actually gone out onto the beach at Oceanside, California, to distribute them, to putting up these little free libraries around neighborhoods to help kids have an opportunity to actually read a book.
Yes, fantastic. So, we actually had them on the radio show, Philadelphia Library People, because
you
introduced us.
Oh.
So thanks again. Yeah,
yeah, they do a great job. That was a real, we called them birdhouses, which they didn't like very much.
Exactly.
Actually, put a book in a kid's hand is really, really a good thing.
So your event is tomorrow?
So tomorrow. We've chosen, in Boston, we did some research, and we chose an organization called the Pine Street Inn, which is a shelter, and it's become much more than a shelter. So it was established in 1969 as a shelter, as a nightly shelter for people. But now they serve 2,000 people a day. They have outreach programs where they're actually physically going out onto the street to find people and help support them. And, of course, their doors are open to about 650 people every night, men and women who can stay at the shelter every night. So what we're doing is an event called a Chop-a-thon. We're getting a group of 60 of our closest friends to get on a bus with us and go to the Pine Street Inn tomorrow afternoon, 12:30. And we will chop a week's worth of vegetables for them to prepare for the meal. So they serve 2,000 meals a day. So we're going to cut up 1,400 pounds of vegetables. I can't quite comprehend what that looks like.
Our smells like.
Oh, it smells like.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
We don't get that on radio.
I didn't even give that a thought. I'm going to stay away from the onions. So we're there to help support them prepare in advance a week's worth of vegetables. So, again, that's about 14,000 meals, if we're talking about 2,000 meals a day. But it's a nice way to reach out into the community. As I said, the Pine Street Inn is a great organization. They really are an institution here in the city, and they do great work. So we're very pleased to support them. And we're grateful for the folks like yourselves that are going to help us support them.
Well, Clay will not have a knife in his hand. He's not allowed to chop. But we will be covering the event for you.
Great.
So
we're
we'll
excited.
Have a lot of fun.
We really came up on the move. And because I know you're buffing the people.
So we're good. Again, it's a little bit different this time. Usually we do it in the hotel. With this event, we're working with them. We're renting a bus, and we get 60 people on a bus and bring them to the location. We'll get a tour of the facility, so we'll be able to see the good work that they're doing. So, it's very heartening.
Yeah, we're going to be following in our K-Move mobile.
Oh, good.
And then Rain's going to make one of her famous videos of that, too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, we look forward to that.
We'll be able to catch her interview, so it'll be really good.
Let's do another quick stop. And we're going to be right back because we're going to talk about winning, because we have winners in our group today. We'll be right back.
Good morning. My name is Denise Curry with S&M United Van Lines. I am a MOVE coordinator, and you are listening to K-MOVE, talk radio for the mobility community.
Okay, we're back with Susan Snyder and Joe Benavides of Plus Relocation. This part is probably my favorite part.
I thought it might be.
Of the entire Van interview.
We saved the best for that.
Yes, we did. So, Susan, I know that you had a blog that went out every Wednesday called Wednesdays with Susan.
And you never miss a Wednesday.
No.
That's impressive.
Did. Yeah. I
don't know where you find the time to do that. To write.
Some of them, I recycled some from the earlier years, but for the most part, every single week, I never missed. It went out every Wednesday for 8 years.
And I love them.
Yeah.
They're valuable, informative,
funny.
They're great. I hear that now Tuesdays or Tip Tuesdays.
Relo Tip Tuesday.
Yeah, now is that replacing it or is that just something new?
That's just something new we're doing. That's more industry related.
Okay,
that's kind of a live blog education tool, which is really exciting. That's new for us. You know, for me, I just was ready to start another chapter in my life, and 8 years is a long time. And part of why we did the game over the last few weeks, which congratulations on winning.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
Your story was fabulous.
So for our K-MOVE listeners that don't know this, Lorraine Carasosa was the winner of the contest that Plus Relocation had about what happened to the blog. And there was lots of people who made suggestions about what happened to the blog, but Lorraine had the very best one. And she was so excited, she woke me up early in the morning to tell me
that
she won first place.
Well, I made it short and sweet, so I made it creative and fun.
And
I won first place. Thank you very much.
Yes. So tomorrow will be my ultimate final blog, my goodbye blog.
Farewell to Tuesdays.
But I watched the Tuesday tips.
Yes.
I think they're really good.
Thank you.
Well, they're video.
Yeah.
I love video.
Yeah. It has content.
Yes.
So that's the good content.
Right.
Everything
it
from
does.
Moving tips to immigration tips. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Right. But
and the other cool thing, and I know you at Plus Relocation, because I've been to your beautiful office many times, you take a lot of pride in getting everybody involved. And you even have a thing where people manage something at one time as part of their career path.
Mm-hmm.
And with Tuesday's tips, I've already noticed that every time you have a different person.
Yes,
yeah,
right. It's
yeah.
great.
We have a lot of talented employees, and they know how to tell the story and the information better than I could.
No one wants to rely on my.
We've been around you long.
Yeah.
And what I like about them is they're like no more than a minute,
right.
but they're straight to the point.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're also just kind of reiterating, you know, via wording on top
yeah.
of the video, which makes it even better. So I loved every bit of it.
Yeah, me too. I think congratulations.
Yes.
Yet another great innovation.
Yes,
plus
relocation.
And then went on our new website, which we just launched 2 weeks ago as well. So we've been really
Ooh.
Fortunate. If you hadn't noticed, we've done a facelift.
Yeah.
And in when you look at Relocation, Plus Relocation, our brand now, and you look at ELO, what that is it's the smile under the Relocation,
yes.
ELO part of Relocation. Yeah, it is. Well, and we decided we really wanted to understand our voice and our brand,
mm-hmm.
and we do have that kind of jester,
yes.
humorous
right.
side. But at the end of the day, you know, what we want to do is we want to put the smile back into Relocation. And that's kind of what our theme has been. This,
right.
And we're having a great time doing it by not being too stuffy, not being
right.
too corporate, but just being ourselves. And when you're like that, it's a lot easier to do a lot of these activities.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you definitely accomplished it.
Yeah, because it shows your passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope, you know, that's what we get by doing K-Move Radio. And I think it shows the passion you have in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a job.
Right.
It's something that you really care about.
Right, yeah.
And you're always coming up with new ideas to make it, as you say, fun and exciting so that employees continue to have passion for it.
Right.
With that said, I know we're all ready to begin these 4 days of ERC here in Boston. I know you're real busy with all the things that Plus Relocation has planned, including the outreach program. So thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having us.
Yeah, our
great.
Pleasure.
It's been an honor.
Yeah.